Again, this prayer meeting was a spin-off of the weekend's events in Charlottesville, Virginia, which left one counter-protester and two Virginia State Police dead. President Trump took different points of view on the violence which engulfed the university town and drew verbal fire during the prayer vigil. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she made sure to be here for the vigil, quickly returning from a trip to New York City. Hochul says she doesn't know why the national turn from resolving racial issues.
That is why I come here so confused and troubled, because I know that elsewhere people are being taught to hate. Because one does not naturally become born and hate other people. It's something that is learned.
Many speakers reach back in time, especially to the civil rights movement days of the 60s, to remind younger protesters that they can survive and learn from what happened then. Some speakers reminded those present in the packed church and the large crowd outside of the sacrifices of the family of Heather Heyer, who was run down by a car during the Charlottesville protests, apparently driven by a white supremacist. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.